Just pumping me up, dude.
Nice.
I was fucking stoked on it.
You should be pumped on that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, dude, I'm weighing right now into starting like little cells, not in like a tech way, but like.
No,
like cool start cells. Cool cells.
I don't think there are cool cells.
Yeah, there are.
I've literally only heard of terror cells.
No, dude. Timothy Leary was doing this and they put him in jail.
Yeah. Because if you start cells, people put you in jail.
Why? He was conservative, dude. He was just trying to work the land with his family, dude, and they put him in jail.
Yeah.
For pot.
I hate when you try to work the land.
It's bullshit.
They love the land.
It's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm getting back to land, dude. I'm forming psychedelic cells. You can't
grow a single thing, dude.
What?
You've never grown a thing in your life.
It is true that I failed at growing weed twice. One time it came through. It was just kind of like sparse and airy.
Yeah.
Dude, because they kept me from the land, dude.
True. I'm sorry. Come on, man. I'm sorry.
It's within my, like, picture myself to have a green thumb.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm all, like, with houseplants. They fucking die.
Yeah, houseplants are impossible.
I'm good at working cacti, though, which, you know, obviously pretty easy, but yeah. My aloe plant, whew, boy, come on, man. I'm thriving. My Maranta died, R.I.P.
Oh, man.
But dude,
I hate to see a Maranta go.
It was tough. It was fickle. It was a fickle plant.
It's a fickle plant.
My ZZ plant, ooh, I'm thriving.
Nice. It's
another one.
All right, well, I'm sorry. You don't have to prove.
That's a fucking hot point of mine. You know how many plants died on me? But yeah, dude, it's coming. It's coming. They're going to decentralize the media. They're going to lose their social control. It's coming, dude. People just have to hold out and stop being like, everything's... It's like, it's about to get so fucking sweet. You just can't be a bitch. You can't fall for all the bullshit, dude. That's it.
Heard that.
Everything's falling apart. Shut up.
Yeah, man. Everything actually is pretty sick.
They have rules.
Shit's gay. No doubt.
For sure.
There's
shit. But it's a facade, dude. It's a facade.
It's a facade.
Shit's actually straight as fuck.
Look, I've seen the other side, dude.
You've seen it, dude.
I've seen death.
You saw God.
I saw God, dude. Shit rules.
God rules. People need to get
colors
back into
swirling around. Just your dad sitting there.
Awesome.
Your dad, who you love. I love you, Dad.
Yeah, dude. I fucking love you so much.
Dad,
love you,
I fucking love you, dude.
Love you, Mom.
I can't wait to die with you.
Love you, Mom. Thank you, God.
Mom, you weren't up there? I'm sorry.
They fucking hate when we love the family and we love God, dude.
They hate it.
Hate it, dude.
Yeah, God was up there chilling.
For sure.
Yeah.
Who do you think produced the whole thing? Dude, did you... Fuck, man. Where are we at? We should slide into the Patreon, dude.
Hold on. Before we do, I do want to talk about you on stage last night. So we did our show.
Fuck.
We did our Helium show last night. I'm not sure when the next one is.
Forgot about
that. But when it's up, you guys should make an effort to come to it.
They've
it's
been
very
every
fun.
Single one. I'm not a type of person to be like, it was amazing, epic. Dude, every single one of those I've been to so far has been, I would say, pretty epic.
Yeah.
Dude.
Every time, it's a fucking movie.
It's a fucking movie.
It's a motherfucking movie.
God damn. It's just that vibe, dude.
But yeah, Bobby and Voss. Voss's intro. Not going to discuss it.
No, you can't.
Dynamite. When he was first joking, he
was fired up, dude. He was fired. He was getting fired up in the green room.
Yeah,
everyone was. You know, people are talking, dude, Patreons and stuff.
Bobby and,
he,
and Voss in a green room is
it's a treat.
It is the funniest thing in the world.
A treat.
It's two old dudes, nonstop shit talking.
It doesn't stop
constantly, and they critique every one of their own jokes.
Yeah,
it's so funny. It's nonstop. But
it was funny seeing them pick at each other.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
I didn't think I could do stand up. I was like, after the trip, dude.
True.
That was one of the things. I was like, did I lose everything? Got out there. It was great.
Murder.
I used my crutch, my strongest crutch, dude. I brought Matt out with me.
We smashed up.
We had fun together. We had a mashup.
Come on, man.
It was great. While we were up there.
I mean, dude, are we not a comedy machine? I walked home last night. And I'm like, well, we're basically a push-button comedy machine. We went out there and just, what did we do? 20 minutes?
Easy.
We did two 10-minute sets.
Probably.
Yeah, we did half an hour.
Probably two 15 minutes. But
that was so fun.
I was just tossing oops. I knew some of your jokes.
You were throwing some no looks.
But I tried to toss an oop and Matt misinterpreted it.
Yeah.
Instead, it came down with you slammed. You broke the net, dude.
I broke the backboard.
I threw him an oop because one of his business ideas. We were talking business.
Yeah.
One of his old jokes was he was going to start Uber. For girls that want to get their pussy eaten, and it's just him. He just receives a notification, and he drives your house and eats your pussy, which is very funny. So I was up there. I was like, you got some business ideas? He's like, I do. I was like, dude, tell him that one business idea you told me. And he just looks at this audience. It was a sold-out crowd. And he was like, oh, porn by children for children? It was just like, no, that wasn't it. The whole place.
Absolutely gaped
bedlam,
the audience, dude.
Bedlam.
Dude, it was.
You and me both started crying immediately.
Yeah, it was, dude. That was so fun, man.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
And just going off on that for like five minutes of
their
names, dude.
This is an inappropriate joke.
Yeah,
this is gross stuff.
I mean, when you're live.
When you're
it's
live,
fine.
It's chill.
Yeah, but when you're live, it's fine.
We were just talking about like, if you know how porn stars have like porn star names?
Yeah.
Like, do you think child Do you think they get porn names? And Matt was like, yeah, 12-year-old black kid named Recess.
You had to be there, dude.
You had to be there. I know on movie, I know on this dude. Stuff. Yeah, I know on here it sounds like we're this is junk, but it was
man.
And that's not something we like to joke about.
Not at all.
That type of stuff isn't funny,
not
but funny.
Pedophilia, ephebophilia is not a joke. You know what ephebophilia?
No.
People who are into women aged 15 to 19. 15 to 18, I believe it is. Ephebophilia. What?
Dude, I was also joking, like thinking to myself, like if I woke up right now back at that fire. Just like, oh, like, oh no, I'm still here.
Oh.
Like this was a hallucination. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, it was.
You've been hallucinating since you smoked K2 and then thought
for years. Yeah.
That's your second ego death, by
this
the way.
This is, well, like, yeah. No, that one I thought I was dying.
So you,
like,
okay.
I was conscious.
Oh, you were there being like,
yes.
I'm dying.
I think I'm having a
that's
heart
no
attack.
Fun. That's a panic attack.
Yeah. That's
no
yeah,
fun.
That's all that was.
Fine line between an ego death and a panic attack.
That was a totally different death. That was a real death.
That was, you were dying.
That was a, well, was the a one I thought death. I was dying, and I was like, I can't go to the hospital for weed because that's gay. Even though K2, definitely you could have gone to the
fucks
hospital.
You up, dude, yeah.
But no, the mushroom one, I thought it was, there was no moment where I was like, oh, this is just mushrooms. I'm hallucinating.
Yeah, you lose.
It was 100%.
You have it for a while, and then it just gets away from you, dude.
Yeah.
It fucking.
When I had it, it ruled. While I was like hallucinating, and I was like, every 5 minutes, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think everyone was annoyed with me.
People were chilling.
I was trying so hard to keep it together.
Everyone
I was working
fucked up.
So hard not to spaz.
I mean, dude.
Because I could have. I could have easily been like,
You do yeah. have a very
one guy did
mental
do that.
Foundation.
One guy did do that.
Really?
No names, but one guy went in his room, got in his underwear, and was hollering.
Very funny, yes. Someone who, it's always very funny to me to watch people who are like, ah, this doesn't affect me. And then come out and tell you why they're not, like, they're trying to explain why they're not tripping while they're obviously
yeah.
tripping. And it's so funny to watch. Like, yeah, and I know this move too. I've done this yeah. myself where I go like, yeah, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, just out of my fucking mind. It's like, I did that one time at like 8:30 on a Saturday night. Like, yeah, I'm going to hit the sack, guys. And it fucking lay in bed like, oh. That was the one time I fully came to grips with the fact that I was an animal. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I'm a fucking animal. Dude. I'm no different than a bird on a branch. We're just watching TV. And I was just like, all of a sudden.
You're just staring at the TV.
I was staring at the TV.
All right, I'm going to head to bed.
Yeah, I'm bushed, guys. Catch you tomorrow. They're like, what?
Yeah, the one guy.
I was like 21. Just being like, yeah, I'm going to turn it in.
One guy was sitting at the fire and he was like, this shit's not working. I'm going to bed. Half hour later, he came back down with like a blanket around him. He's like, this shit works. It's like, it works. It works.
Man, that's the best.
Yeah, there's so many people trying to like, not me.
It's
no way.
It's McCusker curse.
It's so funny. The McCusker curse. Yeah, that shit does get brutal after a while. Of like 10 dudes being like, I would never do.
Are you gay? I'm not fucking gay. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I got to work tomorrow. Can't just fuck around all day. It was like, dude, shut up. I've seen what you've been doing this whole weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
switch it over. Yeah, that show last night, that is like.
Yeah, come to that Helium show.
So fucking. I mean, dude, people will regardless, but that shit is so fucking funny. Not to sound like a dick. Everyone I've been to has just been packed.
This.
But do yourself a favor, man.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 15th, 16th, and 17th of April, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo. The next week, we're shooting more sketches. Then the 29th, 30th, and 1st of May, I'll be at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
I'm TBD.
Yeah, Matt might
be. I'm seeing how. Cause I'm going to be coming out of exact. Now you understand, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be coming out
You're
of
You're going to want to do it.
I think so.
When I was in it, I was like, I love stand-up so much. I can't wait to do stand-up.
I had fun last night, too.
6th, 7th, and 8th of May, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa. And the 9th. So that's Thursday through Sunday in Tampa. Please come to that. I think it's like fucking 9 shows. It's so many fucking shows. Hopefully. I don't know. They spread. There's so many shows. I think on Saturday, there's 3.
It's Florida, dude.
I think on Friday and Saturday, there might be 3 shows, which that's tough.
Jesus Christ.
13th, 14th, and 15th, Mall of America, the dreaded Mall of America.
Oh, you're going back.
Back, dude.
Is that where the petting zoo was?
No, there's an aquarium there.
Okay.
It's pretty sick. But the Mall of America was a tough one last time.
Yeah.
So if you want
to
see me go to battle, go to the Mall of America, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of May. And that's all for now.
Hell yeah.
But yeah. Please subscribe to Gillian Keeves on YouTube. That helps us out.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, do that.
Thank you for watching. And I apologize. I apologize to everybody. I'm sorry I was gay.
Dude. You might have been too alpha, dude.
To play little kiddie games?
I'm saying to be up that night. You were strategizing for battle, dude. You want to commune with the Viking gods on the dude, just Beavis and Buttheading out on DMT is so just fucking... and fucking wear it off.
There was no like taking DMT as like a, oh, this is a journey. It was just like, let's get fucking ripped, dude. there was zero chance.
Fuck, that rules.
Thank you for watching.
Yeah, man.